Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. If this is the first podcast in season 4 that you've listened to, go back to the first podcast, What Are Essential Oils, and start from there. In a previous episode, we talked about how oxygen, heat, and ultraviolet light can make essential oils go bad. We also talked about the frequency that you use your essential oils, if you're leaving the caps off and if you're placing in the sun or in warm places, that can shorten the shelf life as well. So on the flip side, there are things we can do to make our essential oils last longer. Those are going to be keep them closed tightly when not in use, keep them away from light by storing in a cabinet, not lining your window with them, as beautiful as they may be, and storing them in a cool place like a refrigerator. That last tip, storing them in your refrigerator, can make that very expensive bottle of frankincense last long enough to use it all up before it goes bad. I don't know about you, but the essential oils that are most expensive, I tend to not use as frequently because I want to make sure that I'm not wasting them. Some of the more expensive essential oils, frankincense being one example, has a shelf life of 2 years, which means you don't necessarily want to make that bottle last 10 years because it's not going to be as fresh. It could cause irritation on your skin, and that would be wasteful. You can start by storing your essential oils in your food fridge like I did. I started off by placing my essential oils in the butter compartment, and I slowly graduated to a whole vegetable drawer. Soon enough, my collection grew too large to store inside my food fridge, and I graduated to one of those college dorm refrigerators. I currently have 2 that I use, one for essential oils and the other one for more essential oils, as well as carrier oils and other facial care products that I've made that I want to last longer. Do you currently store your essential oils in the fridge? I'd love to know how you are storing your essential oils. Leave your comment or ask your questions on our podcast page over at leahjacobson.com/podcast. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.